Hello and welcome to this episode of No Blasters with me, Kieran Bartlett, under here, James Elroy, the demon dog.
Just
with the hog.
I'm not doing anything until you finish your read.
No problem, I don't want you to. Today's guest, he's not doing anything.
If you want me to, I'm not going
not
to.
No,
do your ad first and then introduce me.
Okay. Yes, so let me tell you about our Patreon over at patreon.com/noblasters. This is the home of No Blasters Extra Time. You get an extra podcast every Thursday on there. It is jam-packed with FIFA pro clubs. We also have lots of different wee segments on our Patreon these days. We've got Smells Bitchin', which is cookery. We have Taste Tests, which is a wee dash off from Smells Bitchin'. We have noodle bars. We have all our comedy specials go out there. All the live shows that we record go out there.
Live streams.
Our coveted No Blasters live streams are on there. There's, two or three of those now that you can... Yeah. Three? There's three of those over there at the minute, and we'll be doing one every month until I'm so tired.
Do you want a week over on the team of me, Pedro?
So I prefer to give things out sparingly, Shane, so that, you know, just when you just have a wee slice of something, that's more enticing.
I know one thing you don't give out sparingly.
So, Tato. That's over at, I do give out a lot of Tato, to be fair. That's over at patreon.com/noblasters. Get over there. On the top tier of that, by the way, you can play me on FIFA and get your own episode of No Blasters Extra Time. Anyway, today's episode also sponsored by manscaped.com. The very best, the home, the Premier League, the Champions League, the World Cup of male below the belt, singeing and grooming. So I've literally manscaped in the last few days.
I need to.
My bag has gone from looking like a...
Bag's gone?
It's gone from looking like a 70s rocker to looking like
That's
a
extreme.
New... It looks like a new vacuum cleaner, right? Made of flesh. Now, get on over to manscaped.com, use the code NOBLASTERS20, that's the word. No Blasters, the number 20, No Blasters 20, for 20% off and free shipping. It's a great time. They have great products. I highly recommend the ball deodorant. I highly recommend the ball wipes, the crop preservers, as they're known. Just if you're feeling a wee bit greasy down there, you can use that. You can use the ball toner, great sound guy. And you can also use the Manscaped bag that holds everything, the lawnmower for the regents. You can use the hedger for your beard.
You've had a minute, Rob.
Handyman for wee bits. It's brilliant. Right. Get on you've over there. Manscaped.com. Use the code NOBLASTERS20. They love us. We love them. OG sponsors. Today's guest is none other than Hollywood hero, Shane Todd. What's happening?
Oh, good man.
Nice haircut.
Aye.
That sounded fake. I complimented
two things.
You on this.
Two things. Number one, you said it to me before we recorded anyway. Number two, it sounded like you didn't mean it. I didn't like that.
I do mean it.
But we've already said that before. Let's live in the moment. Let's not say things
I'm in a glass house, even if I was slagging your hair off.
Why? What's wrong?
Because I just get mine buzzed. I can't slag people's hair cut. I can slag the hair lines.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine's fucking phenomenal, but I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Your hair's looking good.
You're
one of those guys the bald guys probably hate.
Yeah, because
you could grow it, you just choose not to. Keezy did that. Keezy grew a quiff in about, I think, 2017, and it was like Tyson Fury sitting up in that Wilder fight. Is her? It was down.
That's
out.
Unbelievable. That's fucking unbelievable. Keezy was class, wasn't he, at the Stars in the Rise?
Yeah.
I think genuinely, I've never said this about anyone else. Keezy weirdly suits face tattoos.
He did. He did.
Doesn't he?
He looked like a cholo.
Yeah, I.
He did. He literally looked like a Mexican cartel member.
He did.
And he looked great.
He did look great.
I think, isn't it weird to say to your friend, you look great as a Mexican cartel? Like, you look better as a Mexican cartel member than you do in real life. So you should always be that. Because you got to commit to that look. You
Connor
know what I mean?
Keith. Oh, he looked fucking brilliant. I loved
it. Say, oh. Yeah,
that
looked great.
Was a singer as well. I fucking love when he sings.
That's great.
That was a great time. How'd you feel about your performance? Did you enjoy it?
Do you know what? At the time, I was so nervous. Like, I've never been more nervous in my life. And then I did it and went, God, I think I was really good, but I was too nervous to even like perform. And the stuff I'd planned, I didn't do because it was just so adrenaline. And then I watched it back in Fosty's office downstairs and went, ah, sounded better in my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One of those ones. See, whenever you come in, I'll say this. See, whenever you come in to do the sound check.
Yeah.
So generally speaking, during sound checks, I was standing there going, fuck's sake. Like, because I'm going, mine isn't as fun as these.
Right.
And
when you watched everyone else's.
Yeah, so I only saw a couple of people in sound check, but I saw yours. And when you came out and did yours and you were like down on the, like at the barrier and all, I was like, fuck, this is unreal. Like, it was so good. But yeah, I thought it sounded fucking great. No?
I don't know. It was a fun night. That's the main thing.
I had a great time.
Can I say something controversial that might hurt you? And me should have been nowhere near the top three.
What?
You and me should have been nowhere near the top three.
I disagree.
And you, Dan,
I thought you should have definitely.
Dan, do you agree or disagree with that? Be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
Agree.
Go you and fuck here, mate. No, I'm not even having that. My key changes.
No.
Out. Get out.
The top three should have been Willie, Dave.
Dave probably could have snuck in there.
And potentially Deona.
I think that's massive for me. I think you're demoting me for Nicki Minaj. Nah.
Do you know what?
Not having that.
You're a great singer, but
Deona's come were on you doing an impression? A couple of weeks.
Were you doing an impression of Garth Brooks?
Yes.
Nah, you were just singing as you.
I wasn't. That's me doing, mate, you don't know how hard it is. I'm singing in a fucking American accent all in the middle of it.
You definitely weren't.
I definitely fucking was. I'd get the video out right now, you wee dick.
Dan, answer this as a human and not as a friend. Did Kieran sound like Garth Brooks?
That's like me going, did you sound like
Garth Brooks? Yes, by the way, yes.
I did my best, you wee dick.
I believe it, I'm in going now. Do you know what? We shouldn't have been
call the thing a rodeo. That's not the way I sing. Fuck off. I'm not even having this.
You shouldn't have been in the top three.
False.
Shouldn't have been top three.
False.
You should not. You literally, and I'm not even saying this to wind you up, you shouldn't have been in the top three.
That's false.
I should have been further away.
I thought you should have won.
Okay, I should have been in the top three. Yeah, okay, me and Willie should have been in the top three. No, let me be clear. Not with you.
I thought you should have won the costume.
Okay, yes, me and Willie.
Thought you should have won the costume, right? Yours was the best costume, I thought.
Right, I'll tell you what. Paddy McDonald was the best costume.
False. I think yours was better.
No.
And Keezy's. I thought you and Keezy were better and I would have had Paddy top three.
Right. So me, Keezy and Paddy should have been top three costume. That's fair.
I should have been in the top three.
You shouldn't.
I should have.
There's no denying you're a phenomenal singer.
For sheer musical endeavour and a wee bit of everything from Garth, I'm in there. Key changes and all. Do you know what I should have been? Do you know what I should have been? Limp Bizkit break stuff and in the top three.
Right.
Now we're getting into it.
Right.
I hope that was going to come.
While we're on this, can we also talk about after Kieran's performance?
Oh, when the guy did a set? Started doing stand up set?
He did an Oscar acceptance speech.
You started thanking people?
I can't remember. I was adrenalized.
You literally, do you know that guy in Captain Phillips, not Tom Hanks? You're him. You were the captain.
The guy who says I'm the captain now?
That was you. You literally started. I said to Dan, he's doing a set. Everyone did their performance, walked off. Here's Kieran. Just want to thank my wife, Chloe.
I thought I had to talk. Andrew, I was told. I'm not even having this. I was told to talk.
You get interviewed by Andrew.
I was told, take this mic and talk.
When
somebody
Andrew
handed
asked
me
you
the mic
question,
and goes, talk.
Yes, every single person did that. But you waited till Andrew went, so, good performance.
Well,
you took the mic, Kanye.
All the other comedians were standing on the stairs, so I couldn't see with the other performances.
Yeah, and you thanked Chloe, God. You thanked Chloe.
Here, listen, it'll all be out in the video, all right? They'll all wash out in the public and they can decide who should
Dan
be
made Dan shunted on. Andrew hadn't come on to do the interview with you yet.
Oh.
You were that quick.
So what did I do?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I filled the silence like a professional.
Yeah, because it was...
Handed the microphone and told what to say.
Yeah, because it was silence after the set when people were saying William should definitely win this.
We all agreed William should win.
But you were a bit raging.
I wasn't. I knew William was going to... Do you know when I knew William was going to win? First time he was on and whenever the whole crowd shouted, fuck you, Debbie, I turned around to Colm and went, he has to win this. Colm will attest to that.
Can I say... I just found out that's what that lyric is, and I'm a huge Eminem fan. Do you know what I thought it was? Fuck you, Divvy. Which is so not a rap lyric at all.
No.
Fuck you, Div. F off, you onion. F off you. Do one, you numpty.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
Do you know that album? In fact, not that album.
Top three. I'm not even
what was the album
that.
Before? No. See, if it comes to what's raw talent as singing on stage, you're head and shoulders clear of everyone else.
I did a Garth Brooks impression.
I think everyone was having fun. I think yours was a bit serious.
It was a bit serious. I wanted to be fun.
Yes.
I wanted to be fun. Yes, and then do you know why I became serious? Because I actually had to learn music. See, when I got there and realised everyone else is basically doing karaoke and having a crack, yeah. I was like, why am I not doing
that? Yeah, it's weird that we, all these comedians, did an event and everyone was having a bit of crack.
Fuck you. I knew I had to, I actually had to play my music and make it.
Didn't have to.
Oh, I have, where's my phone? I have the group chat where I was going, do you know what I want to be originally? Do you know this? What? Freddie Mercury, I was going to do Don't Stop Me Now. Right. Have the moves, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I can even do the, I like it. Yeah. Right?
He doesn't do that.
I have it all.
He doesn't do that.
He does the, I like it.
But not like that.
No, that's why I do it though, right?
Yeah.
I was going to do Freddie Mercury. Then I was told two other people were being Freddie Mercury. Turned out nobody was Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Then I said, you know what I'll do? I'll do Craig Switch Engage, which is I'll sing Craig David over Kill Switch Engage. No one wanted it.
That's the most you move, and that's one of the main things that frustrates me about you. It has to be reworked. It has to be different. Waterfront Hall.
What's the point?
We're doing Wonderwall at the end. You and Johnny just fucking singing as Oasis. Here's you guys. Him, maybe you're going to be the one that saves me. Fucking dude, Fairy Tale in New York at the end of Stars and Rice,
I don't. I only. Like,
it was Christmas. See,
here's the thing about.
Hey, there's no tank.
Here's the Fairy Tale New York thing. This is genuine. I believe. See, until I was maybe like 20 odd.
Yeah.
I only knew and only knew of the Christy Moore version of that song. and then, obviously, then the Pogues one. See if I sing along.
Yeah, the little known Pogues.
No. See if I sing along with the Pogues one. I'm still actually singing Christy Moore because it's what I know.
Right.
Like, he sings it different a wee bit, and that's just what I grew up learning.
It's enough just to throw everyone singing along off.
They should be pro and sing what they know. That's what I would do. I don't play it any different. Pro.
Because maybe you're going to be the one that sees me.
That's a very popular version of Wonderwall.
It isn't.
By Ryan Adams.
It isn't.
Oh, let's look it up online.
But what do you mean?
Let's see how many views.
Let's see how many people are viewing this show.
Let's see how many listens.
Do you want to view a song?
Obviously, people are going, why do you support Ryan Adams whenever he's meant to be a bit...
By the way, on a side note, I was reading your very name this afternoon.
You're reading my name?
I read your name this afternoon.
107.
Still not the afternoon.
107 million listens. It's not popular.
Yeah. Do you know what else is popular? But is it a bad thing? Pedophilia. Is that a good thing, Kieran? Your silence is deafening. Yes, on a side note, read your name today.
Where?
I was in a waiting room and there was they've updated the Epstein flight logs.
All right, okay, yeah. That's you're mental, isn't it? That wee story.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed we
it's not mental.
Did you read any of that? Any of the lists?
No.
About Stephen Hawking and all meant to be there. Everyone's talking about that.
But it seemed to be like, I don't know, reputation, yeah, but like not a lot of people were surprised. Like,
how do you get a reputation in his condition?
Here's the thing. I think in his particular
motor
case.
Motor neuron disease, by the way, go ahead.
In his particular case, I think he hid behind it. I think
hid behind his MND.
There was a lot
of people.
There was a lot going on behind the charade. You know, there's a lot of, not a charade because he had it, smoking mirrors.
Fair enough.
You know,
right?
it's a listless storefront. What's going on in the back?
It's like those storefronts on Newton Arch Road. They've been painted. I like those.
Yeah, like a fruit and veg shop. Yeah. It'd be convenient if you actually had all them.
Is the one that I think of, the one opposite the McDonald's.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like when I drive past it and you can literally nearly smell the damp of the building. Like, why do they not just knock it down?
I don't know. It's like Bangor Seafront as well. Did that, all that kind of stuff.
There's a lot of weirdness.
There's always talk about there's a bit of money coming in to redevelop. They've been saying that since 1980.
The shoe redeveloped that wee bit because Bangor's pretty nice. Look.
Yeah.
What about before? Right, just let me conclude though. I then also wanted to be.
Shouldn't have been top three.
I wanted to be Limp Bizkit. And I wanted to do great stuff.
I think if you'd done that, you would have deserved to be in the top three.
Do you? Because I think you were one of the people leading the charge to make me not be that. And I have the proof.
To not do Limp Bizkit?
To not be. Oh, don't even.
Do you know why? You probably said you wanted to do some fucking reworked folk version.
What if I did? And you were all like, no, do God. I want to do. Have your guitar, Kieran?
I want to do a John Martin inspired version of Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit in Japanese. And I'm doing it on a 3 minute time delay.
Enjoy. John Martin loved the use of a delay pedal, to be fair, but that is top banter. What
would
you call the Japanese break stuff?
I think the judging panel obviously saw something in you. Half of them probably saw your entire life because they've been in it. They've been in your life for the entire time you've been alive because it's your brother.
Well, I didn't have the judges, Shane.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my bro. Bro.
I guarantee you were in
his... judges wasn't my brother.
You were in his ear. You were... They both are.
What?
At least McHugh's brother did. I guarantee you were in... I know what happened.
Where has this hatred come from?
I know for a fact...
Who else thinks you should have been in the top
three? I know for a fact that you... I bet you phoned Kev that morning looking for any reason to phone him. All right, mate, just ring to see how you are. You know, do you need anything? You just want to say you're a lovely... You're a great man, a great brother. And Kev goes, sure... You go, I'd love to buy you a dinner sometime. And Kev go, mate, the stars in your eyes tonight, sure, I'll see you there. And you go, oh, is that tonight? Oh, you judge it? I forgot you were judging that, Kev. You lovely big brother. You lovely brother. Oh, I love you so much, bro. Anyway, anything you ever need, you know I've got your back. If you were in a situation where you needed me, you could count on me.
Is this the way you talk to your brother?
Yeah. Bro.
Oh mate, no, I'm not even having that. That's you've.
You know what you did? Just before you went on, you held up a bottle of water and you went, Kev. Do you know what our blood's thicker than? This.
Oh my
well
god.
Well done, mate.
So anyway, since then, how was Christmas and New Year and all that? Was it nice?
Oh, splendid. Splendid. Whoever says bad.
I had a couple of bad Christmases. That one there was lovely. I went away for it. It was great. I'm definitely going to do that again.
I went away. I think I did it right. Well, what worked for me?
You timed it good, did you?
I went in between Christmas and New Year.
Yes.
We went away for a couple of days up to Portrush. It's brilliant.
I gigged hard during that and then felt like I haven't been off.
I did the early and late with Paddy in the Devonish.
When was that? The 27th?
Aye. Which was a good idea at the
time. How were those gigs, by the way?
Gigs were good. The early show was just, fella, you were
flatter.
Start harder to get them going.
Aye.
And there was less people in for the early show. Late show was great. But it was difficult because I didn't know what the...
Let in the bag.
I didn't know whether to do news, slightly newer stuff. Stuff that had just toured, really old stuff. What did I do? So I just mixed it up a bit. But late show was really good. Me and Paddy did a workout with Tommy in between the shows in Jimco in the Devonish, which is fun. It's crazy how having someone there like that will make you lift way more than you ever lifted in your life.
Really?
You just want to impress him.
Wow.
You want to impress Tommy, like. And just you want Tommy to just go, you go, Tommy, was that good, mate? And he goes, yeah. And you go, thank you, mate. You just love it, no?
What, he's in camp then. So whenever we were doing we did the Devonish on the 22nd.
Yeah.
He literally... I had just like started camp, I think that day or something, because he was like, "I'm doing this fight now," and I was like, "What the fuck?" Like he announced the fight from the wee green room in the Devonish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he was like, "This is all just like happening, and it's out now."
Class.
And like
he's had contract signed for four world title fights that have never happened.
Oh my god!
Isn't that gutting?
That is stinking.
Plus, they go through the camp, and all it's like. You know, start like it'd be like Opera House. It'd be like you do the promo. You know, you get the word out there. You're going to be singing Phantom of the Opera live on stage. That's the entire show. It's like you doing that, and then they just cancel on like a week before. They go.
You know, that's like being you're having a fucking hard wank and you're about to finish, and then your man calls you. Do you know what I mean? It's just like it's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just
right. For some people, that's getting started. Do you ever get, wasn't that weird banter?
A danger wank, people used to call
that
it.
Was weird.
Call your ma and see can you finish before she gets there.
Is that one of those things? No one ever did that.
No. I think that's one of those things. That's like one of those like wee urban myth type, you know, or those, you read your wind till you're bugging your burden and you fucking hit her over the head with a PlayStation. It's called the fucking Parappa the Rapper. And you're like, what?
Yeah. I was watching porn, had the headphones in, and then when I opened my eyes, my ma left my lunch
on the bedroom cabinet
beside me and all. Like, none of those happened.
Then I realised the headphones weren't actually plugged into my phone.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, all right.
Yeah.
Probably false. Your room, obviously stinking. I'm just picturing a stinking room when anyone tells me about a wee story like that.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing the
Can I tell you something?
What?
Being serious, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I don't like porn.
You don't like porn? Why? Too degrading?
I think it's because you can, like, there's too much selection. Does that make sense?
So it's like a Netflix problem you're having? Like, where you're like, you don't know what to watch because there's so much.
I'm out of the game. Like, it used to be you just had to take what you were given. You were literally like, cable tell told you what you were watching.
Yeah.
And you were just delighted with it. But then when you get older and you're in like your mid-20s or whatever, and there's like a search bar, it ruins it. It totally ruins the search. I remember watching.
I'm feeling lucky search bar on where you just take what you're given?
Do you know what really?
See, that's dangerous.
I think porn peaked for me in about 2001 on TVX, which is, if people don't know, when you had Cabletel, which was like way before Sky, the channel 60 and 61
right.
were the dirty channels.
Right.
And after the, here's the thing, there was
missed the trick, didn't they, not making it 68 and 69, you know what I mean? But anyway.
There was a preview at midnight. Everyone used to watch that, but everybody could get it. But if you had chip cable tell like we had, which is like, it was a chip box.
It's like a wee box. Yeah, you get a chip box and then you can see somebody's chipped box.
No one ever told me that after 10 past 12, when the free view's over, the gates of heaven open and you get to go in.
The gates of heaven, you mean the door of a fish factory?
But it peaked for me when there was one called Titney Spheres. And she was in the recording studio. And let me tell you, anytime she tried to lay down a new EP, you know what it sent it into? Sex. Every time.
Getting
God love her. She never got to release a single.
Shit on my legs one more time. I don't know.
Weird. Flick
me, baby, one more time.
Yeah, it's fine.
Poops, I did it again.
We're desperately trying to think of her back.
I know, yeah. Born to make you.
Did Dan just say cock?
Did he? All right, cocksick. I know. I thought he just.
I thought Dan
cock.
Just said.
Yeah,
cock.
So did I? Cocksick.
He has a search bar open.
I was born to make you sloppy.
No.
Born to make you.
No.
Porn to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. This is porn to make. I love that. Here, let's just go through a couple of Britney hits, just generally.
Yeah. Okay.
Porn removed. How good was her first like three or four songs? Bangers, all bangers.
I'll tell you, there was a song, maybe quite niche, although it was released as a single.
Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide.
There was a guy I used to be mates with, and he reworked the Britney Spears song Lucky.
Every day she's so lucky.
No.
She's a star. And
all he did was reworking it was. And they say, she's so lucky, she works in Spar. See, when he did it in like second year in school, everyone lost their minds. Like, it was like, this man has hacked the system. How does he do that?
Yeah.
One of my favourite Britney Spears song is Slave. No,
really?
Is Boys, the Boys. Remix. Now I'm talking about, and Pharrell's on it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Great drums.
Unbelievable.
I
didn't like Slave for you.
Do you remember?
I told you before, haven't I? Toxic is about the super vet. The song Toxic by Britney Spears was written about the super vet.
Right, why?
There's no punchline to this. Britney Spears didn't write Toxic. I've said about talked about
it. It's actually literally about that person.
It's a British songwriter who was in a relationship with Noel.
The super vet. The super vet.
Mental.
So when Britney Spears was singing that song, it's about the super vet.
But is it saying he's toxic and he's a wanker, or is it saying?
I think it was basically saying he can put a chihuahua back together. He can't put a relationship back together.
Yeah, but can he fucking dislocate a gay? Like, because that's, I mean, because in the song it's all like, I'm addicted to you, toxic. wanger. You know what I mean? Wee poison dick.
So it's about him.
Oh wow, I didn't know it.
What other? What? I didn't like the
Oops,
whole.
Oops,
like,
I did it again. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Oops, I did
See,
it again.
I don't think. I don't think when Britney Spears came out, I was obviously like, "Oh, she's gorgeous and stuff." But because we were at school, the fact she was wearing a school uniform did nothing for us because that was just like, see, oh, that, yeah, she wears what we wear.
I be honest, I was more into Aguilera at that time as a...
Do you think, is this fair to say, right?
If you want to talk about wee dirties?
If you're older than us and like a good bit, and when Britney Spears was wearing a school uniform, you were like, well...
Something wrong.
There's something. Something there's
a wee bit
something
weird
wrong.
There is something a wee bit
like
weird.
Like they're like big time.
Yeah, but like I mean, I was what? I was in first year when I came out.
Yeah, yeah.
It was weird. It was weird because everybody loved her. Like
who's all, that?
All the way girls loved her. Is that Butler? He's early. He's quite early. He told me. I think yeah, he's really early.
You've realized you fucked up. I did that too. He was, oh, he's really. Oh, he must be. Oh no, gosh, he must be. I think I told him 9 o'clock tonight.
No, I said 12-ish. 12-ish. You were 11. Irish she's 12-ish. Yeah, I know.
12-ish is another guy you would be in like Lord of the Rings prequel.
Yeah,
12-ish.
12-ish.
12-ish predicts the future, but it's always wrong.
Yeah. His weapon is just like a fucking anchor from a ship. Just yeah. Smashing bays. But I was more into the Aguilera.
Can we talk about this?
There he is.
Can we talk about this?
Looking fresh.
I don't want to start. Don't worry, man. It's no blasters. Have we talked about this? I think it was at Stars in Your Eyes around Soundcheck where I was talking about in my head, I was like, "There's a jacket I'd love you to wear." And Chloe got so excited at the idea of me picking an outfit.
We laughed.
She loved it.
We laughed hard when we were away about because I had some new clothes for wearing when I was away, including some chinos, yeah, some new ones, some differently colored.
What color?
Not just black. I got some like olive green ones.
Okay.
And I also got like a light khaki. Now I was wearing the olive greens. I basically, do you know what it looked like? Do you ever see an olive oil cake or a pistachio cake?
Oh, yeah,
I look like a pistachio cake because I was all sort of olive green.
Also, we need to talk about you commandeering the lovely gentleman that was singing in the lobby of the hotel you were at. And
I didn't commandeer him. They invited me up. They invited people.
They just invited hotel guests up.
They did. The woman who was singing goes, "Does anybody else want to get up and sing? It's Christmas."
Nah. And, I do you know why she did that? Because you were in the corner.
Chloe looked at me and goes, "Oh, I should definitely sing." Someone I went, "No." And to be
Are
fair,
you said no? Oh,
I went,
yeah,
"No."
Man.
And Chloe goes, "It'll be great for your socials." And I went, "I'm a slave for you."
Yeah, no. Do you know why they asked anyone to sing? Because the guy was trying to sing, got lovely wee old man, me, 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 in the corner, and they were like, "Does anyone want to
this
fucking
is
a, come
no,
up
No, you
and
weren't
sing?
Even there. So what happened? They invited people up. I get up. Somebody had already been up. Apparently, I get up.
Bullshit.
And on my way, I realize I'm like, "Fuck! I don't know what to sing here." And I said,
"Yeah, where'd you end up with sheet music?"
He goes. What do you want to sing? And they had the lady who was singing had like sheets of lyrics and stuff sitting there. And I went, "I don't know, something Christmassy." And then he hands over a list. And on the list was all the ones. And he ticked ones that they had done. And White Christmas wasn't ticked. And I went, "White Christmas." And he just goes, "Jazzy?" He goes, "What key?"
Yeah, that's because he's on your chinos.
He goes, "What key?" And I went, I says, "Higher than Bing Crosby." And he goes, "Right, okay." And I goes, "A good bit higher." And he goes, "Right, what about here?" And I goes, "Yes, no worries." And he goes, "Jazzy?" And I went, "Yeah." And he just started playing. And then we're in. And then I smashed it. So fuck off. I'm not even having it. Why am I being... Hold on a wee second. Why am I being...
I guarantee you there was other...
Why am I being hated?
There was other question.
Be honest. Do you think...
Be honest.
Right, don't fucking say anything. Did you question me being placed in the top three at Stars in the Rift?
Be honest. Considering what the competition is.
It's hard to say that though because like
Thank you, Aaron.
It's hard on the night to judge all that.
Thank you, Aaron.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
He sounds like he is more on your side though, to be fair.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But
he definitely doesn't think you should have been in the top three, but he doesn't want to be slack.
I've come on it, but yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Unbelievable. I'm not even having that. I didn't say who I thought should have been in the top three of singers.
Sorry.
I said costumes.
Chloe was very excited about...
Chloe was caught... Chloe, yeah, so... Because I was getting dressed and she said something about, like, that I looked well. And I said how much she would love you to play Dolly with me.
Yeah.
And she loved that.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
But I can't have it.
But here's the thing.
I can't be dressed by you.
See, at the end of the day.
You won't do the socks right. By the way, somebody asked what brand of socks I buy on the questions. Yeomandore. You can get them on Amazon. They're very soft.
They sounded so exclusive, and then you went, you get them on Amazon.
No, you can. You get them on Amazon, but they're a wee bit expensive for socks, but they're great.
How expensive are we talking?
Like 30 quid for maybe six pairs.
That's cheap.
That's expensive.
Cheap for socks.
That's not.
That's literally
not when you've, not when
cheap
you've grown
socks.
Up.
I'm not saying it's
hold
bad.
Hold on. What's this, bollocks?
That's cheap for socks.
The first thing that came up when I typed in Yeomandore socks was Yeoman-Dore diabetic socks.
They are for diabetics. They are for diabetics. I was about to say that. Do you know why? Do you know why? Because
yeah, they're real exclusive, Karen. Exclusive to your diet.
No, listen.
She's a Yeoman-Dore.
Listen,
socks.
Listen. They are for diabetics. Now,
the cream of Parisian society and diabetics.
I probably have it under the surface and haven't got it tested yet. But here's the thing. My dad had it, right? My dad was a diabetic, and he got Yeoman-Dore socks, and it's because the elastic of the sock is very soft. So it stays up when you pull it up, but it doesn't pinch your leg. You won't get that itch. Do you ever wear socks?
This is what's wrong with people in 2023.
It's not. I'll say, do you know what's wrong?
The band
is
quite soft.
You think £30 for a few pairs of socks
for six?
Is cheap.
£5 a pair of socks.
Time was used to be 10 pairs for a pound in Castle Street, you cunt. Or 5 pairs for a pound.
Well, that...
5 pairs for a pound. 5 lighters for a pound.
It wasn't
everything
5
was
socks.
A pound.
5 socks for a pound.
5
it was
pairs
5 lighters
socks.
For a pound.
5 pairs of... You could get 5 pairs of socks for a pound.
It's 10 socks.
Aye, 5 pairs.
Aye, but that's 10 socks.
That's... I know, but I've said 5 pairs. I went, you could get 5 lighters or 5 pairs of socks off the same person.
Yep. Now, let me tell you this. £5 for a pair of socks... is cheap. Now what I'm not doing is going, shouldn't buy cheap socks. If I don't like to spend a lot of money on socks.
What socks do you get?
Any, I just get a, see, do you know what I do?
Like a multi-pack out of a fucking H&M sports rack or something, yeah.
Something like, no, not sports rack. Like H&M.
Kangol ones are good. Kangol ones that have the, like a different colour.
No one
has
said that since 1986.
I know, but they're black socks, right? But you get like a wee red heel and a red toe. Or like a green heel and a green toe.
That's cool.
And there's 7 pairs, and you get them for about a tenner. You get them for a tenner. Let me see your socks. You're wearing standard Smick socks. Fuck
no,
off.
Not,
I'm not
no,
even
not.
Having that. They're Smicked out.
They're not.
They are Smick
they
socks.
They absolutely are not.
Look at him. That's a Smick sock.
They're not. They're from Zara, mate.
They can be from fucking... They could be from anywhere, but they look like they're from Allentown.
Now, I'll tell you this. There's an outfit
you know
of
mean?
Mind
Sorry,
I'd like
you,
to put you,
you
in.
You can be from Hollywood. See if you walk through the town with a dressing gown on.
Yeah.
You look like you're from Allentown, and that's what they look like.
Right.
Smicked out.
Right.
By the way, see if you call it a house coat. Get out of my life. Do you call it a house coat?
No, but you're getting aggressive and cross.
I've been ripped open on this podcast. Ripped open. My wee bum's aching.
Email in the hotel 2 weeks before you come down. Listen, really looking forward to our stay. Can't wait to get down there.
Tell Jim I'll rehearse with him on Wednesday.
P.S. I have a voice.
I have a voice. Do you know what happened though?
Did I attach some EPs of mine?
It did remove some of the anonymity from the trip. I'll say that.
And obviously, to keep in form with Stars Your Eyes, obviously when you finish, the guy's like, right, who's next? And you're like, guy, I've got a 20 minute set.
I know, it's Garth Brooks.
Want to thank Kev, Lisa McHugh.
I was told. I can't deal with it.
Aaron, we're talking about Kieran's
my impromptu
unsolicited
speech
after it said it starts
start doing bits after yeah.
It it was solicitive.
There is. What else?
I was told to kill time because the judges would be judging.
Yeah,
I can't believe the shit I'm hearing here. This hurts me, Sean.
Yeah, do you know what I bet I would love to see you in? Jeans. Dark jeans.
Titney Spears.
Titney Spears.
Yeah.
Dark jeans.
I won't do jeans, I'll do dark chinos. Go ahead.
Dark chinos.
Mm-hmm.
Thick white t-shirt.
Awful.
And a hooded, you know, like my, have you seen my brown car zip up?
I don't think so.
Something
I'm
like
not
that.
Sure.
Or Dickies. A wee Dickies jacket.
Do you know what I can do? Dickies. So I wore a white vest for one of the, like a white one of these for one of the first times recently with a hoodie. And right. I can do that.
You like
but
that?
But I could never take, it was actually on the way home. Actually, I wore it at the Die Hard thing.
Yep.
The Die Hard event. I did it there. I need to text them.
You're one of the guys, you're one of the most comfortable people in their style that I know.
Oh, mate, do you know why? It's taken me a long time to admit that this is my style. Like, but by
being comfortable in your style, that's stylish in my opinion. That's what stylish is.
Comfortable in your style.
Just being,
do you know
like,
what I am? Do you ever hear the Beyonce song, Cozy?
No.
Comfortable in my skin. Do, 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 do. Cozy.
That was another one you sang in the hotel.
Yeah.
4 a.m.
I got up and did you ever hear that one? Oh, mate, have you heard much of her new album? It's fucking brilliant.
No, I'm not taking get on any it. Real new stuff.
Get into Renaissance. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm sort of like, I'm like a hard drive that's at capacity in terms
for
of
music.
Like culture, music, friends.
No room for that Ryan Adams version of Wonderwall. No room for Christy Murray's version.
You do,
of
but you did, here's the guy trying to play White Christmas and you're like, yeah, just Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a... White Christmas!
This is one of my favourite things, is you acting me doing different versions of songs. It's great. Oh, it's very funny, mate.
Keep it low profile, keep it low. Thank you, folks. Room 24. Room 24. Door's not locked tonight.
Unbelievable.
How here. Bored was Willie when you guys were singing downstairs? Just sitting in the room. I guarantee you... Take this out if you want. I guarantee you, the last night of your trip, before the lights go off and you have one of your parties, you done up as Father Christmas, Chloe as Mrs. Claus, and Willie as a wee pervert elf. And you just turn the lights off and have at it.
Oh,
whatever happens, happens.
Do you know what happened on the last night? The river outside nearly burst its banks.
Is that a euphemism?
No. The real river, like, it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, like...
That would scare you. That would ruin your night. If there was a suggestion a river within 10 miles could burst its banks,
Chloe,
you'll panic.
We came back to the room, we looked out, I went, holy fuck.
I guarantee you made Chloe put sandbags
all
around you.
We were like, holy fuck. And Chloe went, I'm really worried about that. And I was like, don't be, it's fine. Now, on the other side of the river, there's like a bank and... there's
that's
like
good.
A yeah, and there's a sign comes up out of the ground there. It says like, you know, picnic area slipping hazard or something on it like that. And that sign's normally like 10, 12 feet back from the river, and then stands like 4 feet
mate,
up.
What are you gonna tell me here?
And mate, so I wake up for a piss at about fucking
right.
2 or 3 in the morning, right?
Yep.
Go for a wee slash, and when coming back to the room,
no,
you're a dick.
The sign's up at normal height,
sign,
right?
Sign, fuck off.
Right?
Sign's away, right?
What do you mean the sign's away? It's 12 feet.
Water's all over it, right? It's covered in water, right? And that then I did freak out. Then I sat there and watched the river for about an hour, just going like, this is mental. Because
it was not an hour.
If 6 minutes. If anything, it was longer. Seriously, I frequently sit awake at night. True story.
Imagine Chloe waking up in the middle of the night. What are you doing? I'm just staring at a river. It's all right, I'll be here for an hour.
I do that frequently.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem sleeping?
Sometimes.
You have sleep apnea?
No.
I don't know what that is.
Sleep apnea is like where you don't breathe when you're sleeping. It is a problem for fat people. Like.
Problem for anyone?
No, but it's prevalent among the girthy.
Do you think there's a... I have no doubt that you have sleep problems. I totally believe you. But
I
think there was a thing for a while where insomnia was a weird thing that people would just claim to have.
Because
why
had,
was it cool?
Because they've had one or two nights. I think because of Fight
oh,
Club.
Oh man!
Anyone
who says this, I was up all night. I couldn't sleep. You weren't up all night.
Yeah, yeah.
You were at the least dozing.
Yeah.
But insomnia. And another thing that was big
did,
was a
I
bad
did.
Knee. Fellas, oh,
I have
a
bad
knee,
and I have had insomnia before. I have had it. I had a
you couldn't do the latest football video because you had a bad knee.
My knee.
I know. I believe you. I literally believe
it's,
you.
See the touch there. It's not good.
Jesus, man.
Be gentle now.
How'd you do it?
I don't know. I think actually, what was it? What did you say?
Parkour.
All right. No, I think I might have heard it actually the last time we did football. And I was doing nets and I went down for one of my knee, kind of didn't, it didn't like slide over the ground a wee bit. You know, you sort of go down. It sort of went more like that.
Jarred?
Yeah, I just jarred it a wee bit that last time, I think. Last one we did would have been in that dome as well, wouldn't it? Wow. I think it was there. Because it started to get better, and then whenever I heard it coming off, I heard it coming off one of the stages over Christmas. Sort of just twisted it a wee bit again. I just made it a bit coming up to Christmas time.
Can I say this? I'm so excited to get back regularly gigging.
Yeah, just doing normal gigs. I feel like I've been doing loads of these like bigger, higher stakes gigs for too long. Or like,
do you mean you need to do a Lavery's 7 minutes? You need to do
I wanted to do 15 tomorrow night, but now I'm ending up doing headlining the cover for somebody who can't be there. But like, it's just fucking. I'd love to get back doing 10s and 15s because that's where you
I never enjoy a break the best from stand-up. Stuff. There's never been a time in my life where I've gone, this is great being on a break from this. I need to be doing stand-up.
Nah, see, I need a break. I need a break every now and again so that I love it again. Because yeah, I do get melted by it sometimes. Not by performing or anything like that. It's more the... It's having plan. This is just a general thing with me. It's not even so much about stand-up. See, having a lot in a calendar of things that I have, places I have to be at times.
So it would scare you to look at a calendar and it's stacked.
I hate that.
See, it scares me to look at it and there's nothing.
See, when it's empty, I'm blissfully happy about that. Like,
I get this feeling where like I'm not. If I look at it and there's nothing happening, I go, oh fuck, this is. I think it's a. It could be like a hunter gatherer thing where you're like, oh, I'm not providing.
From? Yeah.
I'm not providing, and it doesn't matter to me. You could go, yeah, but next month you're doing all this. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I need to like fill that.
See,
time.
February's looking pretty chill, so like I'll be doing pods.
I'm so excited for Australia.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm so
when
excited.
When are you actually away? It's nearly the whole February, isn't it?
I'm going to Australia for less time than I went the last. I went for 11 days last time.
Oh, really? It's less?
I'm doing a bigger tour this time. I'm going for 9. Something
fuck
like
right,
that.
Okay. I thought you were going for like 3 weeks. I don't know why I thought that.
No. I say to them, like, when I arrive, let's do a show every night and then I'll fly back. When the kids get older, maybe I'll not do that as much. And I
would
can
you
actually,
take them with you if they were older?
They'd have to be way older. Mm. See the flight?
Yeah.
The idea of when I'm actually on it, I'm fine. But see, the idea of that flight that's like 20 hours, that terrifies me because I can be like a bit restless. Mm. I might have maybe like ADHD or ADD or something, but I'm fine when I'm on it. But it's the idea of what am I going to do for that time? With them, my kids aren't into, they might be when they're older, they're not into like devices or screens. Yeah. I would love to be like, if we're on a long flight, go sit and watch that. They won't have that. They're like, nah, let's just walk about. Let's do things. They're not even hyper.
Yeah.
They're just the same as any other kid. They can be hyper, but they just want to like...
Explore, yeah.
Talk, play with things.
Yeah.
So they'd have to be... Well, we're trying to work it out. I think my youngest would have to be 5 or 6 and we would have to like go to Australia in stages, do this flight day or two there, then do it like that. But I would love, because Chris Kent talked about it once on a pod with me, where I think it was Melbourne he did the festival, and him, his wife and his children went out and he just biked in and out to venue every day.
That's cool.
I'd love to do something like that. And Australia is unbelievable.
Really?
I'm sure like everywhere people will be going, aye, but do you know about this bit of it? And it's actually purely from like a tourist point of view.
You love it?
From when I've been, I loved it. Wow. I loved it.
I fear it more than most places. The places I fear the most are like Asia and Australia.
We've talked about this before, but is it...
Nothing's built for me in Asia, and then there's animals trying to kill me in Australia.
But in the cities... It's not real. I'm not saying there couldn't be a spider or anything. When I say I didn't think of that the whole time I was there, I didn't. Did I tell you about, I went to...
I'm definitely a guy that gets it though, aren't I? I'm a guy that gets...
Yeah.
I get boa constricted in Sydney. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare for me.
I went to Bondi Beach, which all the... Like, Australians and anyone from here who's lived out there is like, it's like us saying about going to a real touristy place.
Right.
Yeah, they're like, you say, I went to Bondi Beach. They're like, oh man, of course you did. Yeah, yeah. Of course you did. He went to Bondi. This guy's at Bondi.
I saw the causeway.
It's touristy. It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
It's so good. I don't deny they're the cooler places, but it's brilliant. And I was obviously there by myself, and it was like a weekday, and it wasn't there summertime, but it was still roasting. So I was like, oh, I want to go for a swim. I love swimming in the sea, so I was like, I want to go for a swim. And there's still people at the beach, it was not packed. And I start like swimming out, and I was like, this is brilliant. I was like, got the show tonight in Sydney, in Melbourne. I'm there for the festival. I was like, this is brilliant. Or is it in Sydney?
Sydney.
Right, I was like, I've got the show tonight. We're swimming during the day. The weather's good. This is great. And I'm swimming. And normally I'll just like paddle about or whatever. But I actually was going for a bit of a swim out. And I had this moment where I kind of stopped for a second, like rolled onto my back and floated for a second. And I remembered like where I was. I was like, I'm on, Bondi Beach, Bondi Rescue. Yes, yes. What always happens on that? Shark attacks.
Oh, man.
I had this moment where I was lying on my back, still in the water, and it felt like I was the only person on the beach, which I wasn't, but it felt like it, and everything felt so quiet. And when you looked across all the sea, there was nothing happening on this on the top, and I was like, I wonder how close I would be to a shark. And I just calmly but terrified swam back to shore. And but I'll never forget, you know, like in a dream or something where you're trying to run away but you can't. When I realized and I was trying to like start swimming back, I just had a moment like that. But I love it. See the Australian pace of life and all. I actually think Willie's coming with me, right?
Is it slower than here? Faster.
Big time. Slower.
All right. Yeah.
Slower. I think when Willie comes over to Australia, I said to him, I think he's gonna want to move. Wow. See, if I was him,
yeah,
you would. I would spend a lot of time there.
Yeah,
definitely.
See, I'm probably keener on America as a destination, but then it's faster than here, and I do.
Depends where.
I probably just want. Do you know what? I just want to move down south.
Yeah,
there you go.
But then you fall into the thing of like
truth bomb.
Everyone says, "Oh, you gotta live here. You gotta move there." If it's like tracksuit. If you want to wear a tracksuit, wear a tracksuit. If you want to move down south, move down south.
Yeah.
If you never want to, I never want to move in my life.
Next few years, that's a medium term goal.
I never want to. I'll never move.
Really?
I'll never move ever.
Yeah.
Never ever.
But you love it here.
I love it. Yeah. I literally love it.
I love it too, and I would if I was moving, I would want to be somewhere like down south where I'm a few hours away in the car.
It's
not,
so,
not like a fucking flight or a melt. Like
it's like it's crazy when you if you look at. Here and you wrote down on paper everything that's wrong with it.
Yeah.
With here, you would go, well, nobody would want to live there.
Do you know what though? Say if you wrote down people are mostly sound, because people here are a laugh.
Oh, yeah.
You'll always, do you know what? You'll always get crack out of somebody here. That's what I like about here.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I could say that about anywhere else I've been, particularly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
even down south, people are a bit stiffer. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, yeah, I like it up here. People are funny.
Yeah,
Cafe O's up here as
I
well.
Love it.
We're talking about this on Patreon.
I literally. Cafe O. I love.
Is there anything you would miss here? That's like a shop or a restaurant or
if
something?
If I didn't
like
live
that,
here?
If you were living out of here?
Nando's
is global now, isn't it?
That's what I do. But in Australia, have I told you this? It's Nando's, right? But the menu is slightly different. I'd rather it was totally different. It's ever so slightly different.
Better or worse?
Worse. They don't greet you when you walk in. Not great, but like, you know when you walk in Nando's, you go, table for one, they bring you to your table, put the wee thing down, tell you where to order. I stood in the Melbourne one in the doorway for 5-6 minutes.
Oh.
I was like, you looking at a river, right? I was like,
yeah, for a full hour.
For a full hour I stood there. And then the guy goes, are you here for takeaway? I went, no. He goes, oh, you're just going upstairs, take a seat. Take a seat.
Oh, I don't like that.
Show me where you want me to sit. And it's slightly different. The Peri Peri chips are similar. The chicken, there's no butterfly. No butterfly chicken, you know what I mean? It's
foolish
more like
from
thighs,
them because
I know.
It takes even longer. Oh, they're not doing ditties at all? Or they do a full ditty?
They're doing half chicken, quarter chicken, all that, or thighs. Mm,
but
there's
not
no...
Like, no. I like a wee butterfly. Butterfly's a good time.
That's the best way.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I've been doing some mad calorie shit this week, and I'm fully starving right now.
As in you're going very low calorie?
Yeah.
Do you, how many calories roughly in every day?
As well. What?
Do you know what? I've seen that on your Instagram and yeah. I like it when I see you doing that.
Nature. Yeah, I'm doing probably, I think average is probably like 1600 a day.
Is it dangerous to feel hungry? As in?
It can be, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there today. I'll be fine because what you have to do is just take your time when you're eating something then, so that it's taking time to get into you, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I've found to be a very good fat man's friend of a meal? Because it's about 400 calories, but it's fucking great and it actually fills you up. You get a wee thing of prawns out of Marksies and a wee thing of couscous.
I would do prawns and hummus.
Mash those together, and then hummus isn't a fat guy food though.
It's not.
No, because you'll eventually just start putting your fingers in it, and then you're just eating the dip. You're not eating anything with it. You know what I mean?
But have you a particular like goal or anything you're working to, or are you just wanting to?
No,
I
just
to be
need
healthier?
To need to lose weight. Like, don't know if you've thought that ever, what? But but it's going all right. I don't want to talk about it loads because people are generally being kind, but they'll be like, oh yeah, fucking, they'll talk about it, they'll ask me about it in a couple of weeks. Just let me.
Yeah,
but I'm doing all right.
Do it makes you comfortable, Daddy.
Yeah, and it's not just because it's January. We started in fucking like late November, early December. I've been mostly good, and I had a couple of wee dodgy days here and there.
Yeah,
wee bad days. I find it hard when I'm gigging. You see the pitch it all properly. You
it
know,
it does not lend itself to like a healthy.
No, because sometimes after a gig I'll be ravenous, and then you end up eating shite because it's at like fucking 11 or 12 when you're finished, and then you're walking outside and the only things that are open are fucking dirt holes, and then you know what I mean. So it's like you need to get back to the house and commit to making something or have something pre-made, or just go to fucking bed.
Yeah.
You know? But I, you know, sometimes I'll sit awake at night just looking at pictures of food for an hour. But that's, do you know what I mean?
I'm doing Labrys tonight. It's like Christmas Eve.
Are you doing anything new tonight?
Yeah.
I'm going to try a couple of new jokes. I have a couple of wee ideas floating around for new songs, but I haven't put pen to paper on anything yet, but I'm intrigued. I'm going to try and do some crowd work tonight though and get some nice wee clips out.
I'm trying to think. I don't really have a resolution. I never do that.
I don't really like resolutions.
But can I tell you one thing I am doing this year?
What?
What I'm going to be this year?
What?
More goofy. Stink bombs, whoopee cushions.
Stink bombs?
Buzzers. All that.
What was the third thing you said?
What?
Buzzers?
Yeah, I'm going to be a little stinker this year.
Stink bombs though?
Yeah.
Did anybody ever crack a stink bomb on a bus or like in school?
What the fuck is that? So I'm just practicing. I'm going to be doing a lot more
close.
Of that kind of stuff.
I was close, right?
Yeah.
I immediately pictured a big spider.
You're going to get way more of that from me.
Stink bombs. Why? What sort of things are you going to be doing, Shane?
This might guy. Have gone deaf.
Oh, deaf, not mute.
Yeah, I've got a lot more pranks coming up.
I'm shit myself here. Please don't crack a stink bomb in here because we have to do another.
I'm going up to people and being like, "Man, do you hear there's been a bereavement?
Have you been?
Man, there's no one's dead.
Have you been pranking me all morning about not being in the top three? Or is that
no? That's
real?
That is absolutely
that's right.
Real.
That's all right.
I thought you were pranking us.
See,
you're a phenomenal singer.
See when this performance
say
comes
see
out.
When more.
See when this performance comes out. The only thing I have to point to, Shane, the do you know what got me in the top three?
Your brother?
The key change between Thunder Rolls and Rodeo on its own. The only key change, the C, the G, that on its own, top three.
The only
musical
key change.
Knowledge.
Can I say some?
Rewarded.
The only key change was you presenting Kev with a new car after the top three.
That's what it did, yeah.
Oh, speaking of cars.
Get me in the top three. Here's a new Volkswagen, Kev.
I have a gripe with you, young
better not
lad.
Be about my car.
It is.
Why?
Stop parking in the space.
I was told to park there this morning.
Don't. I'm telling you. Fuck you, throwing me under the bus. I'm telling you not to.
Why?
Because that's my space.
But I park there on Wednesdays. It's my space on Wednesdays.
Don't. Not if I'm coming in. Don't.
I don't know. No, well, I think he's real. Here. I can see the vein in it. The vein in his head's telling me it's real.
He's doing the jokester thing. 2 miles away.
Yeah.
You watch yourself.
Where did you get? Did you get out in the street?
I'm beside you boys.
Do you know what the best is? Do you know what my favorite parking space is? At the front door. I love that. I love that out in the street.
You're parking right up front?
I over across at those apartments. Say that's free.
Yeah. It was this morning. Loves that. Parking it.
It wasn't free this morning.
It was.
Not when I got here.
Yeah, parking it.
No.
Your big rude pickup truck.
I thought you terrible said for I the thought environment. You said big route. What?
Terrible for the
I know, yeah. The Jeep that you drive is far better for it and you're driving around the country roads in it, but anyway.
Well, I power mine and come.
Imagine you literally poured litres of jizz.
I do. Aaron comes down to my house once a week and I milk him.
Unleaded.
As mates.
Just fucking.
Oh no, leaded. Leaded.
Well.
Yeah, see his vasectomy. No. See his vasectomy. There's a. He is basically a plug. Unless I'm getting this wrong. With his vasectomy, he gets his. What's that called? Tip of the little hole at the tip of the penis. Don't say what you normally call it, by the way.
Penis?
Don't say what you call it. The urethra?
Yeah.
Unless I've got this wrong, that is sewn up. Aaron's is, like, there's like a zip on it. And then he comes around to my house once a week. We unzip it, get him over a bucket, and then it just comes out.
Like, what does it look like when it comes out?
It looks like an explosion at the Yazoo factory.
Great sponsors, by the way, but off one of my recent events.
Yazoo sponsored one of your recent events?
I had to hand a load of milkshake to kids at one of the readings of that. True story. Thanks for joining us for this episode. Anything you want to plug, Shane's going on tour in Australia, so if you're out there, get tickets.
ShaneTalkComedy.com. I'm doing a European tour. I have not got a, like, what we would say is like mainland Europe.
Mm.
A lot of fan people, Kieran?
No, I think if you refer to...
England
and Scotland and Wales as the mainland, right, that would offend certain people.
This is like mainland Europe. I have not got a ticket report for that as yet, but I imagine it might be sparse. I've no idea.
Sparse
this
is tickets all free remaining?
No.
Sparse sales?
Yeah. I have no idea.
You'll kill it.
Amsterdam, Paris, Scandinavia, Spain, Portugal, Germany. It's all free hit. Let's see what happens with this.
A free hit.
And then I will be, I don't hear when people do this, I'm announcing something at the end of the month.
The end of Jan?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Who knows what that could be?
I do, but I won't say. Because I get pre-announcements, because I let them slag me off.
Yeah. No, I love you, mate.
I love you.
Oh, I was quick and intense. Whoa. I love you, mate. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Sit back.
Sit right.
Say the way you said it before.
See in the Bros documentary, right? Have you seen it?
No.
Right, the two brothers, they're like, they've gone back to like the council estate in Peckham or in London, wherever they're from. And one brother says to the other, he goes, they've been through so much. And he goes, you're the love of my life. And he goes, I love you, man. He goes, you love my life. And then the other brother, yeah, love my life. That was like that. He makes him say, love of my life. And that's what that was like. Amazing. I really liked that in the Bros documentary. And I enjoyed that documentary. And then straight on to Spotify to listen to some Bros on a car journey. Shit.
Oh, they are shite. Like, yeah.
When will I be famous?
Oh, no.